think a lot of people just turn up on the day and the excitement of the day sort of takes over and they forget to warm up. Often, maybe there's not enough space to warm up. They think they've got to run forwards and backwards. All you need really is a little bit of space on the spot to do an effective warm up. And then often at the other end of the race, when they cross the line, you see everyone just stops or they just start walking. And before you know it, they're completely seized up and walking like John Wayne.
And for the actual training itself, so before we even get to the Great North Run, but if you're just doing a, I don't know, a couple of mile, you know, run on an evening or something to get you into the swing of things, is it the same kind of procedure? Should you be doing just as much than if you are, you know, than if you would be doing on the actual Great North Run itself?
In terms of miles, yeah, pretty much yes. And your warm up and cool down procedure should be exactly the same, whether you're running 2, 3, or 13 miles, definitely. You should be mobilising all of the joints that you're going to use in the activity ahead. So for running, you're thinking ankle joint, knee joint, hips. And then not forgetting your upper body as well. Obviously, your shoulders are going to be involved. Your upper body's going to be twisting, so you want to do some spine rotations. And stretching some of the muscles that you're going to use as well. So stretching the hamstrings and the quads and the calves would be a good idea before you do the run as well. When you get home, I would say you need to have a nice hot bath. If you can, get your other half to give your legs a good massage, but also keep moving as much as you can. Try not to sit down for prolonged periods of time. The more you can keep moving, the sooner those aches and pains will leave you and they won't be hanging around with you for the next 7 days.
And what about during your run as well? Because when I go running, what I sometimes do is I won't necessarily warm up straight away, but I'll get into a little bit of a run, and then about sort of a few minutes later, then I'll stop and have a little stretch and everything, and then continue on. Am I doing it wrong? Should I always be stretching before you go on a run?
I would say it's not wrong what you're doing at the minute, but ideally you would be doing joint mobility and some active stretching, so not just standing on the spot and holding a particular stretch, you know, taking your body through movements that stretch those muscles. So it's like an active warm-up as opposed to a static stretch.